Hello, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast. This is Andrew. We've been off for a week or two, just kind of dealing with, you know, like the full-time job shit, but we're happy to be back. Nick's with me tonight. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good.
Are you happy to be back?
Yes.
He's taking Amy's spot today because Amy is still busy setting up the new store. We're so proud of her. We're actually going to record together tomorrow and hopefully get that one up on Friday, so stay tuned for that because we have like a ton of shit to catch up on. We haven't really sat down in the same space and talked in a minute. Like, we talk a lot online, but I feel like we save like all of like the good talking for when we get to like sit down and chat on the pod. So
that's actually super.
We're looking forward to it. Nick, what are you talking about over there?
So I'm a bit of an aviation fanatic. I actually come from a background of line of work of working in the airline industry and grew up in a military family, so I've been around aviation all my life. So I like to like look at the apps and see what planes are flying over us literally on a daily basis, just because I'm curious. And anyway, so I opened it up and looked, and I saw this, and some planes are unidentified, but anyway, I saw this plane on this app I use that was flying over us, and I clicked on it to get more information, and I realized it's literally Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, because it's his plane.
So we just met Kourtney Kardashian. Maybe not like physically, but like, well, no, we didn't meet her. Okay, what I mean is we've been in the same airspace as a Kardashian.
Yeah, so kind of cool. I don't know. It seems to have come from Shannon, Ireland, which I do know the family. They were over in the Europe area for some events, according to their social media. And Travis, out of them all, honestly, I mean, they all own their own jets, but Travis's jet is the largest out of them all. So I have a feeling.
Is
it? It is. So I have a feeling that it's all of them, because they're all together.
Oh, okay. Are you sure it's the largest? Because, well, okay, it might be the largest, but I know Kim's is the most expensive of
them. Yeah, but his is the largest. Because I don't know if anyone remembers. I don't even know how many years ago.
His crash, right?
He was in a plane crash, and I think there's probably an interview out there about it, but he obviously didn't, you know, allow it to affect him to the point where
he did for a long, long time. He didn't fly until him and Kourtney flew together, like, I think maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
We're sharing the mics.
Yeah, so anyway, he obviously developed a bit of a fear for flying, but he got back on a plane again, and I know a part of it was that he wanted something he knew that was safe, and so anyway, this is quite a bit larger than, I mean, if let's put it this way.
What kind of plane is it?
The plane, it's an Embraer 190, so let's put it this way.
How much would that cost a person, do you think?
I wouldn't know the cost, but
Just freaking throw out a guess. Okay, we're sharing a mic, so you gotta stop.
I don't even know, billions, but, put it this way, with the jets that the Kardashians have, they all seem to fly around on the same kind. They all have their own, but they're the same model. If they were to configure those jets as like a passenger plane, they probably carry like 50-ish passengers. But if you configured an Embraer 190 to a passenger jet, like the airline has, I think they carry 84 or 90 passengers. So it's a great deal. It's a lot larger.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I actually really like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, well, I used to love the Kardashians, like 2012 through 16. I think I watched like their show. Like I know I watched their show like religiously. I was obsessed. And then at some point I kind of just like got, I don't know. I just felt like they were like too exposed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was when Kylie started to get like really big, and like, that's when I was like, ugh, like it just wasn't for me. I guess I just kind of took a step back, and as of like recently, now that they're on Disney Plus, like I love watching them again, and I find like Kim and Chloe and Courtney to be like super entertaining. I don't care about Kendall or Kylie. Like, sorry, I just don't find them to be.
I like Kendall.
Really, I find her to be such a pick me girl, and honestly, she's always I just find her like being like. Well, just personally, I find like watching her and Kylie is like watching paint dry.
Yeah, I Kylie is the one that annoys me the most. And Kim, like, don't get me wrong, she's obviously done well for herself, but I just find sometimes she's a little just immature with her words, like.
Well, I don't think they have a very big vocabulary, is that what you mean?
Well, that, and it's just like, she's always like, oh, I'm just like, I'm so busy, I'm a busy mom, and I'm a businesswoman. It's like, bitch, like, who really raises your child, though? Like, is it you or is it your nanny? Because I'm pretty sure, like, I don't get me wrong, I'm sure she's involved, but I'm pretty sure the nanny does most of it. Like,
yeah, I don't know. As far as I know, she is pretty hands-on, but who knows? Who knows?
Right.
I'm sure she definitely has assistants because she's always traveling stuff, right? But like for me, I find that Kylie is just like, I don't know. I feel like she could have used some more schooling. Like I don't even want to be rude.
I mean, they all kind
of. Yeah, I don't know. Like Chloe, I find Kim is like impressively smart. I've come to realize, like,
yeah.
Like I mean, like the past like few years, like I've actually been really impressed with Kim.
I think she's smart. I just think her vocabulary is a bit on the immature side. I do honestly, like, I really like Chloe. Like, I find her just to be the most real, I guess.
She's always been the most relatable for sure for me personally. I don't know. Like, I find Chloe to be, it's just painful to watch her now for me because she has conformed to, like, I don't know, she was bullied horrendously for years. Like, everyone called her, like, as if this is something to be ashamed of. People called her, like, a tranny and, like, things like that. And,
judging her, saying that,
just, like, her size and things.
Well, that and giving her, putting it in the press, like, questioning who her father is and...
They tortured her so bad that they would literally take pictures of her vagina and make fun of her camel toe and gave her an insecurity about her damn vagina. So, like, I mean, like, I can understand, like, why, but it's honestly painful to see her because, like, it's just sad for me because, like, people really tore her down and I feel like she's never going to be truly happy because she's always changing, like, with the cosmetic surgeries and stuff, and that saddens me. But I understand it because, like, I couldn't imagine having literally hundreds of thousands or millions of people telling you that you're the ugly sister and this and that. Like, it's just so very sad to me. But yeah, we love the Kardashians recently. The Jenners, we don't really care for. Who are they? I think the Kylie Cosmetics is, like, not doing well recently. That's what I've heard. And I see, like, on YouTube, like, she's kind of she's tanking. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't, but I mean, I guess not off topic, but still on topic, but they seem to be, I mean, I don't know, I don't want to break the law or anything.
What are you talking about?
Give away their location or whatever, but they seem to be landing on the east coast of the United States in a Canada border state. Must be a fuel stop. They did just come from Ireland, and some of those planes can only go so far before they have to refuel.
That's interesting.
Bangor.
Yeah, no, we love the Kardashians. But enough about them. We have some exciting news. We're just going to take a quick pause. Okay. Nick, you probably already know this news I'm about to share. I just didn't want to bring it up again in case you didn't. But there's a new to us, Britney Spears song coming out tonight.
Oh, yes. I'm super pumped. Super excited about that.
Yeah, no, I'm super pumped about that. It's a collaboration with will.i.am. They had a massive track back in, like, 2013 with Scream and Shout. And I think they're trying to play off that again, which is fine. I love a good summer track. But there's a lot of speculation online that either they used AI for her vocals or it's like a scrapped track from like back when they did Scream and Shout. And then there's even more speculation that it's little bitch Maya Marie. And if you don't know Maya Marie, we're going to do a deep dive on the whole Free Britney movement down the line. Hopefully this summer, I think we're going to do it. And she's certainly going to be talked about. So, but in a nutshell, she's been accused of replacing all of Britney's vocals on the Britney Jean album, which coincidentally came out in 2013, like around the time. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, there's speculation of that too.
Yes.
I mean, you do this a lot, I've noticed. We do this a lot, I've noticed. yeah, no, I'm super excited for Brit, and like I've seen like a lot of like positive, I mean obviously besides like the whole slap thing that happened there a few weeks back, there's been like a lot of positive stuff about her in the press recently. And I saw videos of her like taken by a fan of her in like I believe Hawaii riding a horse on the beach, and she looked really happy.
Yes.
No, we love Britney Spears. We're rooting for her big time. She's got a book coming out. I'm very weary about the book because I heard there's been like, there was like maybe something between like 50 and 100 pages removed. So it was pushed back from its original release date, which was January 2023, and is coming out in like October. So we'll see about that. So we've got new Britney. What else? Oh my god. We're getting the Barbie movie this Friday, and we're getting the killer, I mean, we've heard most of the Barbie soundtrack. I think maybe there's like one song left to hear. Oh no, two. So we'll have a new Ava Max song this week and Sam Smith. I mean, whatever. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about the Barbie album.
Oh, I'm like super pumped.
Are you excited for the movie as well?
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that.
There's been like really good reviews coming out about the movie, the Barbie movie, particularly highlighting Ryan Gosling as Ken. So that should be interesting to see. I just find it really interesting because there was so much backlash about his casting, and now like he's getting all of this praise from like early screenings. So I'm interested to see like what like the GP thinks about it.
Oh, so am I.
But yeah, I mean, I love the Barbie album. Maybe we'll have to like kind of dedicate next. Well, no, because we have a different album. We have an episode coming Friday, Amy and I, because we're gonna record tomorrow. But maybe you and I can sit down this weekend and kind of play through the album and do a little episode on that as well.
Definitely.
And we're seeing the fucking movie like Friday because I work Thursday, so we'll be there Friday for sure.
Oh yes, we will.
And then I believe Nick, you're going to see it a second time on Sunday with Amy and her daughter and our niece Violet.
Yes.
So that's exciting. We're bringing Barbie to a whole new generation. I mean, well, they probably already play with fucking Barbies. They're little girls, and I mean, I played with Barbies when I was growing up. I mean, my mom never, or dad or whoever, never purchased me Barbies, but I certainly played with them all the time. What about you?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like Barbies are, have always been a part of my life. I'm stoked about this movie. We love Margot Robbie. Dua Lipa's in the movie too, which I find interesting. I can't wait to see like her acting debut. I think it's her debut acting performance, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Also, Oppenheimer's coming out this weekend. Have you heard about that one at all?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, I'll just show you the preview after. Oh, the new Rita Ora album came out over the weekend. It's called You and I. I don't know, there's like a lot of skips on there for me, so I'm not even really gonna go too far into it, but there's two songs on that album that like are on the Empty Thoughts playlist. You guys need to run over there and check them out ASAP. Yeah, because like, oh, they're great songs.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Damn, I can't deal with this fucking heat wave any longer. Like, I'm seriously dying.
Yeah, I'm over it. And we're literally, like, living in a cloud of smoke right now. I don't know if yet again would be the right word or if it's the same ones, but forest fires in Quebec now. So, it's, kind of hazy.
It is so, so smoggy, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, almost to another level.
It's gross. Also, I posted a new profile picture, and I think I lost two friends, because I had, someone comment on my photo, and I went to go click it, and it said we're not friends anymore. So I was like, what the hell? How'd they see my photo? So that's weird.
They're jealous.
They are jealous, because I looked super tanned in there, in that picture. I'm not tanned this summer. That photo's from last summer. It was a good photo, so I just figured I'd reshare it.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah. What's going on around here recently? Like, we live in, like, such a small little boring city, I feel. We didn't make it to Cavendish. I don't really go to, country festivals anyway, so I'm not bummed about missing the music. But I wish we would have went just to meet Tara Michelle. She's my favorite fucking vlogger, and she was fucking there.
I know. I want to meet her so bad. Like, she's just great. Her vlogs are just, like, it's just legit just her living her life, and that's what I love about it. And it's just, like, you know, and obviously she's always been Canadian, but she lived in California for many years and moved back to where her roots are in Ontario. And it's just kind of, like, it's nice to see, like, these YouTubers that have gained a big following, because so many of them do only come from the States. But it's so nice to see someone like her that has a following like that, and her include other parts of where her roots are from, like the country she's from. And it's just nice, because I find a lot of times, especially the East Coast of Canada, it kind of doesn't get very much attention. It's like, I feel like to a certain degree, like, it's one of Canada's hidden gems, like, so it's nice to see her highlight our part of the country.
Yes, she just posted the vlog, and we're gonna watch that later. It's 40 minutes. She shouts out the East Coast right in the title. It's just, it makes me proud, because, you know, she, when we discovered her videos in, like, 2020, we dove in deep. We had nothing else to do. She got us through. As lame as it sounds, like, her videos helped us pass so much fucking time during the pandemic. And it just, like, I don't know, vloggers don't get enough credit for putting their lives out there. And, you know, like, they have literal fans. Like, we are fans.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, during the pandemic, I mean, we watched her live her life, and she went through relationships and moves and changes in her life. It's just, I don't know, you can relate. It's, I don't know, it's nice. I definitely would be just overjoyed if I ever got the opportunity to meet her.
I might try matcha if I meet her.
I'm so bad with, like, my taste buds. Like, I don't explore, like, food and new tastes very well, because I'm very judgmental on, like, the look of it. And but if it meant meeting her, I would do it.
Oh, totally. I try matcha, I would try sweet potato gnocchi, and all of that stuff that she'd be eating on the YouTube videos. Speaking of, like, the East Coast and it being kind of, like, a hidden gem and highly underrated and underappreciated, right now, big news around here is the fact that Nelly, like, the rapper hot in here, Nelly from the early 2000s, and T.I. are coming to St. John. Like, that's big news around here. Like, people are stoked about it. So if you're, I hope that gives people an idea, if you're listening from outside of New Brunswick, like, that is who comes to New Brunswick, and that is what draws a crowd here. So, I mean, like, it fucking sucks. It sucks. I don't listen to no goddamn Nelly or no T.I. or any of that shit anymore. I want, like, some updated, like, where the fuck is, like, Megan Thee Stallion and, you know, like, J. Cole and all of these, like, new popular rappers and popular artists? Like, why can't they come here?
I agree. I definitely do.
Yeah. I guess that one's in St. John at the TD station. I don't know. It used to be called the Harbor Station.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they just change, those venues change names all the time. Like, it's because they have, typically they have to get a sponsor. Well, I don't know if they have to, but they're always sponsored. So they often, I think they usually have, like, contracts. And, like, even the one in Winnipeg, when I lived there, like, it changed when I was there, it was the MTS Center, and now it's the Canada Life Center. So they just change.
Yeah, I always thought it was like maybe like a promotion type thing, but like, why does Canada Life need that scale of promotion? Why does TD Bank need that scale of promotion? I don't know, but it kind of makes sense, I guess. Like, what comes to mind is Taylor Swift, like before she started the Eras Tour, that crypto company that went under, I don't even know what it's called. They wanted to do like a $100 million deal with her to like sponsor her her tour. But I believe they also owned, like, had their name on a stadium.
They do.
And now they're bankrupt. So, like, I mean, like, in that case, it kind of made sense for promotion because, like, I still don't even know what cryptocurrency is, but because, like, someone was playing a concert there a year or whatever ago, I kind of, like, learned the name of the company.
Yeah, I never completely understood it. Like, I guess when it first became a thing, like, if you caught on to it right in that moment, like, and some people did, and took advantage of it, whatever it really entails. I tried to learn one time, but in the beginning, people that took the time to figure it out and invest in it or whatever actually became millionaires. I don't think it's quite as easy now, but in the beginning, I heard that people became like instant millionaires.
Like Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea what any of that shit is, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just don't know if I trust. I don't know. I guess all of our money is kind of electronic when it's in the bank, right? But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just don't trust having, like, all of that money in a file somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, what if, like, the internet wasn't accessible and you needed to buy, like, a pop? I don't know. I just don't get it.
I don't either. I really don't.
Also, another person that might be coming, or that is coming around here, have you heard of Charlotte Cardin?
I've heard her songs, but see, sometimes I know songs, but I don't really know who the artist is or of the artist. Like, but I like her music.
Yeah. Well, she's a Canadian artist. I believe she's up and coming because I just discovered her. I like her song Confetti. Amy and I were talking about possibly going to see her in Moncton when she stops here in December. That could be fun. I want to go in kind of like blind and see if we can discover like a new like favorite artist. She has like a lot of potential, I believe. And I was kind of like looking at like other dates. She's selling out like full arenas in Quebec. So I'm thinking that maybe she's like a Quebec artist. I should do some more research into that before talking about it on here. But yeah.
Yeah, it's I'd go see her, definitely.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Nick and I just kind of wanted to get on here and talk a little bit. Sorry about the breaks in between. We are recording outside because it's a beautiful day. And with that comes bugs and vehicles and stuff, so we have to pause. but yeah, sorry about the break there. I think it's been maybe almost 2 weeks since we posted. But Amy and I are going to get together tomorrow and record, and we'll have an episode for you guys on Friday. But in the meantime, go ahead and check out our other episodes that have been posted. They're available everywhere. Go over to Apple Music and follow our podcast. It's the Empty Thoughts Pod. That's updated like literally every day. And yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram. It's empty.thoughtspod.
Yes, follow our socials.
What's your social? Do you want to plug your social?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I'll do it on the next episode. Or we'll pin it, or whatever you call it, in the description.
Yeah. So if you want to go follow Nick, Nick, you have a lot of followers on your social media. I don't. I've had, like, Twitter forever. Anyways, I have 50 followers on Twitter. But on that note, see you guys. Go listen to some music on our playlist. And we'll be back on Friday with a more structured episode with Amy. We've missed her so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Peace out.
I just want to let you guys know I'm struggling with fucking eczema. So if anyone has any suggestions on how to clear up eczema, like naturally, preferably, drop them like on our Instagram or something. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Also, it's really fucking hot out and I can't wait for fall. Bye.